Fatir, Originator. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. All kind of true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, the Originator of the heavens and the earth, who employs as his messengers the angels, having two or three or four pairs of wings, and so possessed of powers, speed, and qualities in varying degrees. He adds to the creation of these wings and thus to the powers and abilities of the angels as much as he will, in accordance with the importance of the work entrusted to each one of them. For Allah is possessor of power over his every desired thing. Whatever blessings of mercy Allah showers upon humankind, there is none to withhold them, and none can grant that which he withholds after it has once been withheld by him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O people, remember the favor of Allah that rests upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides all sorts of provisions for you from the heaven and the earth? There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but he. Whither are you then being led astray? If they cry lies to you, you need not bother, because other messengers of God have already been cried lies to before you. Yet all matters stand referred to Allah for his final judgment. O people, the promise of Allah is undoubtedly true, so do not let the present life deceive you, and do not let the avowed seducer seduce you away from Allah. Surely Satan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He calls his party only to follow him, with the result that they become of the inmates of the blazing fire. There awaits a severe punishment for those who disbelieve, but there awaits his protection and a great reward for those who believe and also do deeds of righteousness. Can the person, the evil of whose conduct is made to appear pleasing and regards it as good, be in a position to discern the truth and so be rightly guided? Allah forsakes him who wishes to go astray, and he guides him aright who wishes to get right guidance. So do not fret yourself to death because of them. Surely Allah knows what they do. And Allah is he who sends the winds, which raise vapors in the form of clouds. When the clouds rise, we drive them towards a tract of land which has no sign of life, and make thereby the barren land fertile, green, and flourishing. That is how the quickening of the dead shall come to pass. Whoever seeks glory, let him turn to God, as all glory belongs to Allah. All good and pure words of faith go up to him, and all the righteous deeds exalt that faith. As for those who plan evil plots, there awaits them an agony of a severe nature. The evil planning of such is doomed to fail. And Allah created you out of dust, and then from a drop of fluid, and then made you pairs, male and female. And no female conceives a child, nor does she give birth to it, but it is in accordance with his, the Creator's, knowledge. And no one who is granted long life gets his life prolonged, or gets it reduced, but all this is in conformity with some law. Verily, it is easy for Allah to impose such laws. The two great bodies of water are not alike. This one is palatable, sweet, and pleasant to drink, while the other is saltish and bitter. Yet, in spite of all this, you take for food fresh and wholesome meat of fish from them both, and bring out from them pearl-like things used in ornaments for your wear, and you can see the ships cleaving their way through it, so that you may seek of his bounty by means of commercial navigation, and so that you may give him thanks. He causes the night to gain on the day, and he causes the day to gain on the night, and he has harnessed the sun and the moon into service. Each one of them will go on moving for a specified term. Such is the majesty of Allah, your Lord. All power belongs to him, but those whom you call upon apart from him have no power at all, not even equal to the husk of a date stone. If you pray to them, they do not hear your call, and even if they could hear it, they could make you no response. And on the day of resurrection, they will deny that you associated them as partners with God. And none can inform you about the all-important truth like Allah, who is all aware. O people, it is you who are dependent upon Allah for your physical and spiritual needs. But Allah, He is self-sufficient, independent of all needs, the praiseworthy in His own right. If He please, He may destroy you and replace you with another people. And that is not at all difficult for Allah to do so. And no soul that bears its own burden of responsibility can bear the burden of another. And if a soul heavily laden with the weight of sins calls to be relieved of its burden, not the least of its burden shall be borne by the other, even though it calls its near kinsman. You can warn only those who hold their Lord in awe in the heart of their hearts and observe prayer. And one who purifies oneself shall do it only for the good of one's own soul, for to Allah shall be the eternal return. The blind person and the person who sees are not alike, nor the thick darkness of ignorance and the light of Islam, nor the shades of the heaven and the horrid heat of the hellfire. The spiritually living and the spiritually dead are not alike. Allah causes to hear whom He will, but you cannot make those hear who are lying buried in the graves of ignorance and prejudice. You are only a warner. Verily, we have sent you with the lasting truth, as a bearer of glad tidings, and as a warner to them, for there has been no people but have been warned by a warner from God. And if they cry you lies, remember their predecessors also cried lies to their messengers of God, though their messengers had brought to them clear proofs, the scriptures and the illuminating book. Then I took those who disbelieved to task. Then you saw how terrible was the result of my disapproval of them, and how tremendous was the change I brought. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from above and brings forth therewith fruits of diverse varieties? And there are white and red strata in the mountains? They have various other colors also, and some are jet black. Likewise, there are some species of human beings, beasts, and cattle of colors varying one from another. Only those of his servants who are endowed with right guidance and who can visualize the unity of the Creator by pondering over the diversity of the creation hold Allah in reverential awe. Mighty is Allah, great protector. Surely, only those who follow the book of Allah and observe prayer and spend for the cause of Allah privately and in public out of that which we have provided for them, thereby hope to do a bargain which will never fail. The result of it is that He will give them their full reward for their righteous deeds and even increase them out of His grace and bounty. Verily, He is great protector, most appreciating of their right endeavors and multiplier of reward. And the perfect book which we have revealed to you is the lasting truth. It confirms the truth of the prophecies about the advent of Islam contained in the revelations that preceded it. Verily, Allah is all aware of His servants and a keen observer of them. We always made only those whom we had chosen from among our servants the inheritors of our book. Some of them are hard upon themselves, and so unjust to their souls, for suppressing their egos sternly. There are others among them who are moderate and are following the middle course. There are yet others among them who, by the leave of Allah, are foremost in acts of goodness. That indeed is the great distinction. Their reward will be gardens of eternity. They shall enter them. And there they shall be adorned with bracelets of gold and pearls, and their robes therein will be made of silk. And there they will say, "All true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, who has rid us of all our sorrows. Surely our Lord is great protector, most appreciating. It is He who has lodged us in the lasting abode by His grace. Herein we know no toil, herein we know no weariness." But as to those who disbelieve, there awaits them the fire of Gehenna. It will not be the end of them, so that they might die, nor shall some part of His agony be reduced for them. That is how we requite every ungrateful person. And therein they will clamor for help, saying, "Our Lord, take us out of hell. We will do righteous deeds different from those we used to do in our previous life." We shall say to them, "Did we not give you life long enough so that he who might have liked to take heed could take heed during its course? There came a warner to you as well. So suffer now the agony of hell. There is none to help the wrongdoers here." Verily, Allah knows the hidden realities of the heavens and the earth. He knows full well the innermost secrets of the minds of the people. It is He who made you rulers on the earth. So one who chooses to disbelieve now will suffer the consequences of his disbelief. Their faithlessness will win, for the disbelievers, nothing but increased displeasure of their Lord. Indeed, their faithlessness will only make worse the loss of the disbelievers. Say, have you considered regarding your associate gods, whom you call upon apart from Allah? Show me then what they have created of the earth. Or have they any partnership in the creation of the heavens? Or have we given these worshippers of false deities a book so that they are supported by some clear proofs mentioned therein? Nay, not so at all. But the truth is that the wrongdoers hold out vain promises one to another only to deceive. Verily, Allah sustains the heavens and the earth, lest they should swerve away from their course. Should they swerve away, there is none to uphold them and save them from destruction but He. Verily, He is ever forbearing, great protector. These people used to swear by Allah, by their most ardent oaths, that if ever a warner should come to them from Allah, they would be more rightly guided than any one of the nations. But when a warner did come to them, this coming of his only increased them in aversion, and made them behave arrogantly on the earth, and devise evil schemes. Yet evil scheming recoils on none but its authors. They are then only waiting that we should follow the same practice which we did in dealing with the peoples of old. And you will find no change in that law of Allah, nor will you ever find the law of Allah shifting from its course. Have they not traveled in the land and seen how evil was the end of their predecessors? While those were a people superior to and stronger than these in might, there is nothing in the heavens or on the earth that can render void the plans of Allah. Verily, He is possessor of perfect knowledge, all powerful. If Allah were to take people to task for every little of their evil doings, He would not leave on the surface of this earth a single living creature. But He, out of His all-embracing mercy, grants them respite till a stated term. And when their appointed time comes, they come to realize that Allah has His servants well under His eyes. He deals with them according to the nature of their deeds.